I'm going to make some comments now, and I will also then have a couple. I have a couple more council speakers, and then we have a motion on the floor, and we'll see where that discussion goes. Let me begin by saying that I think that the one thing I'm really proud of throughout this whole last few years has been the process. And I remember when I sat on the visioning process team with a lot of people that are in this audience as a president of my neighborhood association, and there were two things that came up that we wanted to make a big impact on. One was to rezone the downtown, and the second was to reimagine the Civic Center. The first, which ended up being the downtown plan, was passed and moved forward by this council. Huge accomplishment, and you hear from folks like John and Mario Molina that because of the downtown plan, they were able to build the new Molina headquarters in North Pine 6 to 9 to a year ahead of schedule because that zoning document was in place. That came out of the work of the residents that kind of came together, and Larry was on that group who just spoke as well. The second piece of that discussion, and this happened before I'd even joined the council, was how do we reimagine and rethink the Civic Center? Being us feeling that there was a need to rethink the Civic Center. And I'm really proud that here we are having this discussion, an important discussion about the process. I'll also say that I believe that the project's been described a lot of ways, but I believe this to be a transformative project. This is a transformative project for Long Beach. It's a transformative project for downtown. What we're talking about tonight is the construction and development of not just private development. Private development's great. We're going to end up with incredible new density, some great residential projects, a hotel property, other private development. But what I'm most excited about are the four public projects that will come out of this process. Yes, we will have a new city hall, but in my opinion, that's the least exciting of the group. We will bring our port headquarters to the downtown core for the first time in that we've all known the modern operations of the port. They will come into the core of the downtown in a new port headquarters. We will be building what will be a new iconic park in Lincoln Park, a park that really will bring the community together. And finally, to be honest, the portion that I'm the most excited about is that we will be constructing and building a new main library. And I can't really emphasize enough that I view the library as the centerpiece of this project. That library, that center for innovation, as it was well described, that place that will welcome families and our youth, will be inviting, and it will be something that we will be very proud of. It will be one of the best libraries in the country. We're committed to that. This will be one of the best libraries in the country, and on as good, if not better, than the great new facilities that have opened up in San Diego and Cerritos and other places. In addition, I believe that staff has been responsible, both financially as well as with their deliberative process to members of the council. I want to thank staff for their hard work, and I also want to point out that our city auditor, City Auditor Dowd and I have had some conversations, and I have asked her to also serve as an independent and objective extra set of eyes throughout this whole project. And I want to also thank Councilmember Uranga for also suggesting that, and that was something that he discussed. So Auditor Dowd will serve when we have briefings and when we are briefed, when this comes forward. She will be invested in this project as well to ensure that not only do we have that financial set of eyes that will be coming from staff, but also an independent set of eyes that will be coming from our city auditor. So I want to thank her for agreeing to serve in that role, and I think it's one that provides extra financial oversight over the project. And the last thing I'll close by saying is that I believe that we're a city that can do big things. And at some point, as a city, we've got to step up and do big things. This tonight is a big deal. This is the largest public construction and development project on our city side that we have probably done in decades. Sure, the port's had some large projects, but the city has not invested itself in this type of endeavor in decades and decades. And so I believe that Long Beach is ready to take these types of projects on, and not just in downtown, but in North Long Beach and in West Long Beach and in other parts of the city as well. And so I believe in big things. I believe us. We're going to take a great step tonight, and I fully support staff's process and the recommendation that they're making tonight. So I want to thank everyone involved in the process, and I especially a lot of our working men and women that actually build our public projects are here tonight, and I want to especially thank all of you for building not just a good-looking courthouse, but a lot of the public projects we see in our community. So thank you all for your hard work, and thank you to both teams. A lot of hard work went into them, and I believe today what I believed when I first saw both presentations is that for we hit a home run. We ended up with two great teams. I'm really proud of both, and I'm looking forward to the process moving forward tonight. So with that, I'm going to bring this back to the council. There is a motion on the floor. Councilwoman Price.
Thank you. I did want to ask, based on some of the comments that we heard, I wanted to ask staff, what are our options in terms of adding a local hire component to the project going forward?
I think that's going to be clearly a subject of discussion with Plenary Edgemoor, should City Council go in that direction. We've heard a number of parties interested in that, and I think that's an appropriate thing for Council to suggest.
Is that something that would be appropriate to suggest tonight or at some future date?
I'm happy to hear it tonight.
Okay. Well, then with that, I'd like to make a friendly amendment that we have a local hiring component with the contract as we move forward.
Oh, it's just a friendly amendment. Okay. Yeah.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. Vice Mayor Lowenthal, do you accept that friendly amendment?
I do, and the enthusiasm from Councilmember Austin.
Okay. Great. Councilwoman Price, anything additional?
A few other comments that I heard, you know, it doesn't need to be said. I echo many of the mayor's sentiments in regards to the positives of the project. There were a few comments that were made during public comment that I take issue with, specifically that council didn't consider alternatives. As someone who spent a lot of time educating myself on this, I reject that completely, that we didn't give this enough time. There wasn't enough opportunity for public outreach. Again, completely misinformed opinion and thought, and I would encourage those folks to do their research before they start spreading that. Really, I'd like to come to the defense of Mike Conway, and he's done a fabulous job on this, and I want to thank him for the work that he's put into this. I believe that this project, this proposal was very transparent, and for anyone to claim that there wasn't enough time, it just shows me that they weren't paying attention. So. Thanks.
Thank you. Vice Mayor Lowenthal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a couple of points I wanted to make. One is I wanted to thank the men and women that came forward to talk about the workers, and really that matters to this city as well. And I'd like to thank Rusty as well as the others that were here to address the workers' issue. I'm very excited about the project labor agreement and the potential for that through this project. This is the largest public project that we'll ever do, and it's very important. So I'd like to thank you for raising that issue throughout these years and helping us see it come through. The other question I have, it's the only question that I have, I wanted to ask City Manager or Mr. Conway, when we look at what the Harbor Commission voted on yesterday, they required the term sheet and all of the other agreements that are negotiated to come back to the board. How different is that process from what you propose to do with your council?
Vice Mayor Lowenthal, I do believe that Board of Harbor Commissioners modified their recommended action to bring the MOU back for approval. I don't recall off the top of my head if the ENA was intended to go back as well.
I think I can speak to that. I think Vice Mayor Lowenthal is correct. The ENA, the execution of the ENA has been authorized, but not the term sheet. So, in fact, I think the Board of Harbor Commissioners, the only action that they authorized is execution of the ENA. Any other document requires further Board of Harbor Commissioners approval.
Okay. Since this will be the largest project that any one of us will have been a part of as council members, I would like to request that staff come back every 6 months with an update to this council. I think that would be important. After we make this decision, it shouldn't be that the first thing that that council hears about it is when we're ready to break ground. I think it would be very important for us to do that. Your thoughts, Mr. Conway?
Every 6 months at a minimum.
At a minimum, absolutely. If you'd like to overwhelm us, that would be fine as well. And also, I know you've assured us that, contractually speaking, there are items that are required to come back before the council, but a briefing and a briefing document to support that would be helpful. As many hours a week as these council members work, it's technically supposed to be a part-time job, and there's nothing part-time about it. But I do think having that knowledge will be important. Do I have your assurance, sir?
Absolutely, Vice Mayor.
Thank you. I'd like to close with just something that I was reminded by when we had our friends from Labor come up and speak. June 24th of 2011, I had the great privilege of taking a water inspection tour to the Hoover Dam with a small delegation of Long Beach business owners, residents, and policymakers. And that was a time when we were experiencing one of the installments of this great drought that we're experiencing. And I was struck by a life-size photo, black and white photo, of a man who was working to build the Hoover Dam. He was one of more than 5,000 men who built the Hoover Dam during our nation's hardest times. And the caption was, "Hard times, hardy people." And I thought that has to be the Long Beach story as well. The Great Depression devastated the nation's economy and spirit. Constructing a great dam in the desert of all places bolstered both the nation's economy and the spirit. This and other public works projects stand today as a testament to the indefatigable human spirit. Great nations and great cities did this the world throughout. I believe our city can do the same. Thank you.